T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Professor, thanks for being with us. Help us with some perspective here. How unusual is it to include private schools in relief funding such as this?
Well, it's extraordinarily unusual. And what's at issue really is the CARES Act requires that states and school districts provide private schools with services in the same manner as in Title I. And so currently, local school districts provide what are called equitable services, which means that they provide services to low-income students in private schools, services like tutoring or technology services. And so the CARES Act, which you may recall, is a $2 trillion stimulus package that was passed this March, provides roughly $13 billion to states to support local schools. The interpretation that Secretary DeVos has of what that means is that local school districts now must fund not services to low-income students at private schools, but must allocate some of the funding to private schools within their districts.
So this situation is very specific to the pandemic and to the CARES Act, but when this is over, can you see that reasoning that Betsy DeVos has used and is using right now being applied in other situations?
Well, you're right. It is very much specific to the CARES Act, but the reason that there are 6 states involved in the lawsuit is precisely for that reason, which is that Secretary DeVos has been very clear that she sees the need to support private schools at the same rate as public schools in the K-12 system. And so initially, when she issued a ruling back in May, she initially said that school districts would have to allocate funds to school districts based on their populations. And school districts immediately pushed back. She issued a number of statements about how the CARES Act did not intend to discriminate against private schools, which is a little bit incendiary language relative to the publics. And so I think this is certainly part of her effort to fund private schools. Certainly what we've seen with the higher education funding, which is about $14 billion of the CARES Act, and funding in particular the discretionary funds that the Secretary had going to, disproportionately to tiny schools with special agendas. I think she's come under a lot of attack for her agenda to try to promote private schools through the CARES Act funding.
Professor, we're just about out of time, but real quickly, do you have a sense of where the courts will go with this?
You know, it's interesting. I think the initial rule, I think, was very clear. Legal experts weighed in initially that the initial rule was not going to be legal. Because there's a little bit more discretion in the language here, and it actually creates some choice for school districts, the question really comes down to how much choice the school district really has. And so I think, you know, experts are sort of split on whether the Department of Education has sort of split the difference here and put the states in a position where they're likely to have to fund private schools directly, or whether or not the specific language that providing services consistent with Title I means that, frankly, the Department of Education doesn't have the grounds to create their own rules about what that means.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.